This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. Let's face it, learning remotely for many students has been tough this year. For some English learners who live in communities with higher COVID-19 rates, it's been even harder. As NEPM's Nancy Cohen reports, some educators are calling for skipping the standardized test this year that's given to multilingual students.
Jean Marvel teaches in the English Learning Program in Springfield, which has nearly 4,000 English learners, or about 16% of all its students. They speak more than two dozen languages.
Somali, Swahili, Kinyarwanda,
Spanish, Nepali, Burmese. These English learners every year take a test called ACCESS. It measures progress in reading, writing, listening, and speaking in English. The federal government requires a yearly assessment. Results can influence whether students move up a level, and the test is required for students to exit the program. It's also used to evaluate schools. Marvel says in a normal year, the test gives teachers good information that helps them target instruction.
But in this year, I don't think the information is going to be valid.
In particular, she says, her students have not practiced speaking that much when learning remotely because they're afraid to.
Our students are very quiet. They are not speaking up. They are doing reading. They are doing writing. They're doing a lot of listening. But the speaking part is not working for our students on a Zoom.
And Marvel says she's concerned test results could hurt her students' self-esteem.
So imagine that you've done worse than you did last year. It's going to be detrimental. Our job is to build students up and tell them, yes, you can do this. And that test will do the opposite.
The Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents has been urging the state to ask the U.S. Department of Education for a waiver to suspend ACCESS testing this year. The state's Commissioner of Elementary and Secondary Education was not available for an interview, according to a spokesperson, but she said the state does not plan to seek a waiver. Mary Burke of the Superintendents Association says English learners have already had enough to contend with.
Our most heavily hardest hit districts with the COVID. And these are the students where their families have been hit. And yet we are going to make their schooling experience not about relationships, but about testing.
Burke's group is also against MCAS testing this year, which is administered to all students at some grade levels. Some English learners take both tests. She points out schools already have ACCESS test results from last winter, and English learning programs have been doing their own assessments.
We have all the information at our fingertips, so why should we be putting our students through two tests, two statewide tests, during, you know, a year where we're trying to come back and recover from a pandemic?
But some educators want to give the ACCESS test. Virginia Guglielmo Brady is the director of English language learners in Pittsfield. She says her district does a lot of monitoring throughout the year.
We do believe the ACCESS would help complement and support our decisions moving forward on how to service our kids next year.
Pittsfield has a smaller group of English learners compared to Springfield, about 300. And students there have already had the choice to shift from remote to a hybrid, partially in-person model of learning. That doesn't begin in Springfield for a few more weeks. Only in-person, in-school testing is allowed. The state has given districts a few extra months to complete the tests. Guglielmo Brady says before, there was a lot of anxiety about health risks of giving an in-person test in the winter.
So our viewpoint has changed considerably given the shift and the downward trend of the numbers of COVID and also the extension to May 20th. So we have a large window to work with, so we're able to focus.
Pittsfield is now categorized as a green or low-risk COVID community. Springfield just shifted from red to yellow. Regardless of COVID risks in a particular city, in a year when nothing has been standard, standardized tests aren't going away. For New England Public Media, I'm Nancy Cohen.